Violet, you can hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, great. Okay. So I wanted to have you on the show. Let me just introduce people to you and just tell you a couple of things. So Violet Zoe Wren is, to me, a fascinating... Are you a teenager?
I am 30.
Oh, are you? Okay,
really?
Good. Okay.
Because
I wasn't sure how old... Because your picture... I only see your picture and you look super young. So I wasn't quite sure. But here's what I think is interesting. I think, you know, you put a tweet out that ended up going viral. And I think about the moments before, if you were just writing it, if you were just thinking that you needed to reach out. Let me just read the tweet to people so that they know. And let me just say to people so they understand, today is Trans Visibility Day. And Violet basically came out as trans on Twitter. Is that fair to say?
I mean, I've been out for quite a while on Twitter, but I did make that post because I just came out to my parents recently.
Ah, okay. Okay. I knew that there was some new change in your life because here's the tweet that you wrote that just, I think, captured the heart of so many people. You wrote, update. My parents have asked me to meet up with them in a few weeks to talk about what's going on. They've asked me to come as my old self one last time. Am I wrong to feel insulted? I feel like I'm walking into a trap. When you tweeted that, could you have even imagined that thousands of people were going to be commenting and retweeting and sharing it? Did you even think about it?
Oh my God, no. I thought maybe 5 mutuals would have responded, or, you know, someone might have DM'd me because there are a few people that I do regularly speak with on Twitter. I never imagined the overwhelming response that I got.
Yeah, and it was pretty amazing because I started reading some of the comments. I guess somebody I follow retweeted it, and then I started reading the comments, and it was overwhelming support. The thought of your parents not only not accepting you, but asking you to come as your male self, right? That's what they were asking for, weren't they?
Yes, absolutely.
I think for a lot of the rest of us, that felt not just insulting, but kind of shocking that your parents would even ask that.
I was pretty shocked myself.
And so when you first came out to them, what was their response? Like, did you say it on the phone? Did you do it over FaceTime? How did you do it?
Called my mother to talk about something unrelated, and it just kind of came out, and she didn't even know what it meant. So I had to explain the concept, and she seemed open to it. The conversation ended on a positive note. She seemed supportive, scared, but supportive. And then about 2 days later, the day that I made the tweet, she called me back and was crying and just made it all about them.
Right. Instead of saying congratulations. I mean, anyone who's come to their identity and figured out who they were, which I'm sure, you know, most people know who they are early. I think a lot of the research of gay and trans shows that the first person you come out to is yourself. And I think a lot of people, that could take a long time. There's some people that know at the age of 5, and there's other people that it takes them longer to be comfortable with the concept that they might be in the wrong body or however they phrase it. I've heard it phrased like that. Everybody has their own journey, their own experience. But I think, you know, the first person you come out to is yourself. Don't you feel that way?
Yes. Yes. And it took me so long. I knew, looking back, I knew at 11, but I, because of a lack of exposure to trans people or people in the community in general, because I live in quite a remote place in Canada, I wasn't informed enough to know exactly what was going on. And then one day it just kind of struck me. I just knew.
And at that moment, did you feel like, oh, thank God, this all makes sense? Like, there must have been just this wave of oh, like it's all off your shoulders. Like, I know who I am. Like, that's a huge, first of all, 30 is a very pivotal age anyway. Like, I think most people under the age of 30 have no idea who they are. So by the time you reach 30 to finally know who you are, not just your identity, but like in so many ways, it must feel like such a relief.
Yeah, absolutely. I have never been happier. I have never felt this comfortable with myself. To be completely honest, the first 29 years of my life, I was a husk.
Hmm.
Just a soulless, lifeless husk.
Right.
Person. Yeah.
And now you get to be you.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And I would hope that eventually your parents, if not soon, come to be joyful that their daughter feels like a whole person. I mean, what I think is interesting is after you tweeted it and after everybody responded, you had this overwhelming response, you wrote, "Wow, I'd like to thank everyone for the overwhelming support. I didn't expect my post today to blow up the way it did, let alone gain 600 followers, which I'm sure you have way more now. Thank you so much to everyone who reached out. There's no way in hell I'll go as anybody but myself." So did you go see them?
No, they live 4 hours away. This was something that's going to happen middle of April. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't happened yet. If they do want to meet me, it's going to be me, not who I was, not who they want me to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great because the sooner you are Violet to yourself, the sooner they accept you as who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would, like, if I was a parent, which I'm not, but Anthony is, if your child came to you and said, "This is who I am and I'm finally happy," I can't imagine being anything but happy for them.
It was said to me that this is not what they would have wanted for me.
So they would have wanted you to be miserable your whole life and not be who you are. That's what they would have wanted for you. I mean, that sounds so, just to think about the alternative just feels so preposterous. Like, I'd rather my child be depressed and unhappy. Like, that's the choice that they're basically saying, right?
Yeah, I don't think they see it that way.
Right.
Hmm. Well, my questions have to do with Canada, too. do you watch lots of Letterkenny?
No, I don't really watch TV that much.
Gotta watch Letterkenny. It's a great show, and it's from Canada. So you should watch that. Two, is there snow always on the ground?
No, not at all. In the specific part that I live in, our winter can last from October till May. But other than that, no.
October till May. That's like 9 months of snow.
That's more snow than not snow.
Yeah, you do know there's a whole nother world south. But anyway, so there's no chance that you're going to show up as your old self. You're going 100% as you are now.
Oh, 100%. That person no longer exists. And the sooner they see that and see that I'm happy, I think the sooner they'll be able to accept it.
Do you have different friends now than you did 20 years ago?
I mean, I haven't been in contact with anyone from my hometown in the better part of 15 years. So yes, all of my friends are online.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, listen, yeah. Nobody has. I don't have any friends that I was friends with in high school or earlier.
Well, she snowed in 9 months a year. So she really didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, she snowed in a lot. That's a very good point. Yeah. Whereas we get to go out. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, Violet Zoe Wren, which is, I love your name. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being so open on Twitter. And I think you're a good example of not just Trans Visibility Day, but keeping the conversation going. I think what you said, what you tweeted really touched a nerve with people where they don't understand people who don't accept others for who they are. So I'm glad that you found a community. And I think that you should continue to look for a community of allies and people that support you. And again, because Trans Visibility Day is an opportunity for people like me to say I'm an ally, and being an ally means support, but also protecting and celebrating.
Educate. And educate like we're doing now.
And educate like we're doing now, because I would hate to think that somebody watching or listening to the show has somebody in their life who is trans and afraid to tell them, afraid to come out, because that to me is a much sadder life.
Absolutely. And if sharing my story helps reach someone and helps them accept someone else who is trans in their life, then I'm happy.